This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Last month, we got to know Sonia Kulkarni. Sonia is 13 years old, and she's a serious competitor in the world of spelling bees. That includes winning this year's St. Louis Regional Spelling Bee. That win brought her back to the biggest stage in orthography. Last week, along with over 200 elementary and middle school students, Sonia traveled to Maryland to compete at the Scripps National Spelling Bee Championships. This wasn't new for Sonia. At last year's competition, she placed 23rd. But the Scripps National Spelling Bee is only open through 8th grade. This was Sonia's last year of eligibility, and she was aiming to win it all. While that didn't happen, Sonia made an impressive showing and ended her run in 17th place. Earlier this week, producer Danny Wisentowski sat down with Sonia to talk about her experience at the championship and the end of her competitive spelling journey.
So it was actually a vocabulary word. It was the word gainsay. There was a monitor and they had spelled the word gainsay so you could see what it was, and then you could see the three options where you had to pick which one you thought was the meaning of gainsay.
Was this the first time you had been challenged with this kind of like a vocabulary question?
So what they do is in each segment of the competition for preliminaries, quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals, always the second round of each of those segments is vocab. So in the entire competition, they ask for vocabulary words.
And so you did have to do this last year.
I did have to do this last year.
I want to be clear. I'm not trying to take anything away about vocabulary, but I'm curious, like, it's part of the greater tapestry of how words work. It's spelling. It's what they mean. Is there something different there?
Yeah, I would say it is kind of disappointing to get out on a vocabulary word when that's not exactly the point of the bee. It is a spelling bee, not necessarily a vocabulary bee. So I'm kind of disappointed that I didn't get out on a spelling bee word, and that's mainly something that I've been preparing for.
What are you proud about yourself and looking back at this last national championship? What's making you feel good?
Yeah, so I'm so proud of how far I've came, definitely, because I would say a few years ago, I don't think I ever would have thought that I'd get on the national stage after winning regionals. I definitely wouldn't have thought of that. I've always dreamed of doing that. I mean, I've put in a lot of work for the past few years, but I don't think as a second grader I would have imagined while competing in Little Bees that I would actually make the national stage. So I'm really proud that I was able to do that and perform in the top 20.
Is there a memory or a word that you're going to carry with you when you think about this time and this chance you've had to compete these last couple years?
Yeah, so one of the words that I got was mesembryanthemum. It has 16 letters, I'm pretty sure. That was the word I got in the spelling round before I got out of my vocabulary word. I didn't know that word, but I had to figure it out based on the information. And I spent quite a while just trying to figure out the pronunciation of the word because I couldn't get that word in my head and like visualize it. So I spent around 10 seconds, I think, just asking about that. And you have a minute and 30 seconds, so time's precious there. So you also have to ask for all of the information. And I was kind of stressed about that because I couldn't get the pronunciation. But I asked for the definition and the language of origin, and then I was able to ask if it came from the Greek mes meaning middle and the Greek anthos meaning flower, and I also connected it to chrysanthemum. So I was able to spell the last part, and then I was really proud of myself when I was actually able to figure it out, and she said that is correct.
It's weird to ask someone so young about like your legacy in this competition, but like this is how it is. Like you've grown up. What does that change feel like if you had to say, you know, how Spelling Bee has changed you, what it's given you now that you get to go off and keep growing up with this great skill and experience that you've got?
Yeah, so I am so proud of everything that I've achieved, and I'm so proud of being able to experience this, going to the national stage, all of the interviews, being and meeting with everyone there, and actually standing on that stage, having Dr. Bailey pronounce for me. It's a really great experience. It was so much fun. I've learned a lot. I know that this spelling journey is definitely going to help me so much in the future. And yeah. Also, I'm thinking of continuing on with this spelling journey. I'm going to help my brother also compete in this.
Oh man, are you, what kind of coach are you going to be? Like, are you like a tough, like tough as nails? Or are you going
to? Maybe to my brother specifically.
I think that's a good start.
Yeah.
That was St. Louis on the Air producer Danny Wisentowski speaking with St. Louis spelling champion Sonia Kulkarni. And if you're wondering about gainsay, the vocab word that stumped Sonia, it's a verb meaning to doubt or declare something to be untrue, as in, Sonia Kulkarni says her spelling journey isn't over. To gainsay that would spell trouble.
This episode was produced by Danny Wisentowski.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.